Talk 810.
I'm Sherry Preston.
It's so close, and it's so controversial, and it's so emotional.
One voter with three reasons why she lined up to cast her ballot today. It's the end of a journey that began nearly 2 years ago, and for one of the men hoping to become president, it started long before that.
We're going to be up late tonight, and you know, some of the pundits have written us off, but I want to tell you, but they may not know it, but the Mac is back.
John McCain rallying in Grand Junction, Colorado, shortly after voting in Phoenix. After he voted in Chicago, Democrat Barack Obama traveled to Indiana to work the phones.
Tell all your friends who haven't voted yet, tell them to go out and vote.
To do that, though, ABC's Jim Hickey says you better be prepared to stand in line.
In Atlanta, they started lining up at 1:30 in the morning.
The good thing is I'm going to be the first one in line.
In Durham, they waited in the rain. In Tampa, Indianapolis, Falls Church, in Minneapolis, even in impatient New York, voters waited patiently in long lines.
I wanted to make sure to get out here, and I'm excited to be a part of, you know, it's going to be a historic day.
Inside the polling places, the sound of voting booth curtains opening as election workers direct eager voters. For many, this historic election is beyond exciting.
It's a profound kind of anticipation.
Jim Hickey, ABC News.
The first polls begin closing in a few hours. What to listen for? Well, there will be some signals early on, including one state where polls shut down at 7 Eastern time.
If Virginia does go to Barack Obama, that's a real sign. And I keep talking about what's going on behind the scenes, and that is a phenomenal ground game that Barack Obama has, and a phenomenal money advantage, both of which are going to make the real difference.
ABC News political consultant Tori Clark. Checking the other big story going on today, the stock market, it's way up. The Dow gaining 302 points at the close today. The Nasdaq is up 52. You're listening to ABC News.
Hey, want to know the naked truth? New Pepperidge Farm Baked Naturals Toasted Wheat Crisps are made with the bare essentials, like select whole grains and ground blue corn, and there are no preservatives, so they're natural. You might even say they're undressed. So the taste is uncluttered, unsurpassed, and undeniably Pepperidge Farm. New Baked Naturals Toasted Wheat Crisps. It's the naked truth about snacking.
Time to take your temperature.
My ears hurt.
Done. Your temperature's normal.
How'd you do it?
Slide your finger across your forehead. That's how our new thermometer works.
Wow.
With Exergen's temporal scanner thermometer, you'll be able to take your kid's temperature before they know it.
I know the temperature of our new thermometer.
What?
Really cool.
Just stroke the thermometer across the forehead and you'll get an accurate reading in seconds. Exergen's temporal scanner, the kinder, gentler way to take temperature.
The Exergen temporal scanner thermometer is made in the USA and available at Walmart, Sam's Clubs, Babies R Us, and other fine retailers.
About 200 soldiers serving in Iraq celebrated this election day by becoming U.S. citizens. One soldier was born in Baghdad, not far from Saddam Hussein's former palace where the ceremony took place. Officials in Iraq report at least 15 people dead, though dozens wounded after a series of bombings in Baghdad today. One bomb hit near an Iraqi government official's convoy. He was not hurt. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments on indecency on television, and it's trying to decide whether Fox violated the current rules.
Arguing that if indecent language is allowed to continue on broadcast TV, the U.S. Solicitor General tells the High Court it won't be long before Big Bird drops the F-bomb on Sesame Street.
There's a word that I saw today. I can hardly say it, and I sure don't know what it means.
The FCC claims Fox Television violated the indecency rule when celebrities used foul language on live award shows. But the justices questioned whether the FCC was inconsistent in applying the standard. Barbara Britt, ABC News, Washington.
15-year-old girl dropped off at a hospital in Nebraska. She's the 27th child left under Nebraska's unique child safe haven law. Unlike other states, Nebraska uses the word child instead of infant or newborn. Swiss police thought they had evidence of a horrible crime, a trail of blood that stretched for 12 miles along a rural road. They followed it and followed it and followed it right up to the butcher's van that had spilled some of its cargo the whole way. This is ABC News.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Sherry Preston, ABC News. KGO Radio News Time, 105. Good afternoon. I'm Rosie Allen. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area and California. Additional poll workers are on duty as record numbers of voters head to the polls. 17.3 million Californians are registered to vote this year. And, of course, KGO has you covered with election updates throughout the day and full coverage beginning at 4 on the KGO Afternoon News. Attorneys for former San Francisco Giants star player Barry Bonds will be back in court tomorrow. They'll be asking the judge to dismiss 10 of the 15 criminal counts pending against him. And skiers may soon be heading to the slopes in the Sierra after an early season storm dropped up to 15 inches of snow. Traffic, here's Terry Rouse.
There's a problem in Richmond, westbound 80 after Cutting Boulevard. It's just some plywood in the middle of the roadway. Otherwise, things look good. No delays at your Bay Bridge. Life is too busy to stop at more than one place to get your Chevy car service. Get an oil change, tire rotation, and multi-point vehicle inspection all in one place at one time during Good Wrench and Go. Going on now at your participating Chevy dealer. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Thanks, Terry. Lloyd Lindsay Young says mostly sunny and cool this afternoon with highs from the 50s at the ocean to the 60s in all other areas. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Wow, this is actually kind of amazing. We may live to see the next step in this, but scientific researchers in Japan have cloned a mouse. Not the most extraordinary thing. Well, it is extraordinary, but that's happened before. But this mouse was frozen for 16 years. When you freeze something, you know, it's easy to freeze sperm. Even eggs are difficult because when you dip it in liquid nitrogen or whatever you use, bingo, everything freezes all at once. When you try to freeze something that has any volume to it, like a mouse, ice crystals form. All the cells burst, disrupts everything in the cell. That's why if you were one of those people who thought you were going to freeze grandma's head and grandma's going to come back in 1,000 years, forget about it. It's just vegetable soup. But here's what happened here. Because they got the DNA out of the nucleus of the brains of the mice, took the nucleus, put it in a waiting cell, and grew themselves a mouse. Now, what would be the next most amazing step? You got it. Mammoths. As you know, the Russians have discovered the body of a baby mammoth that's been frozen for 40,000 years. And if they can get the nuclei out of that brain and clone a mammoth. You may be going to a zoo in the near future looking at a mammoth. Amazing stuff, huh? Here's something. This is kind of amazing, but it just tells you how you do population studies, you learn weird stuff. Autism. I'm not going to talk about mercury and vaccines. You know, most people listen to this program. Most people on top of things know there's no relationship, but autism, according to this, is more prevalent among kids who live in areas with higher annual rainfall. What's that? California, Oregon, Washington, autism rates are higher than the median in other places. Autism more prevalent among kids who lived in a heavy rainfall area before they were 3. Now, why? This is just an association, not cause and effect. Maybe rain keeps kids inside. Kids inside maybe watch more television. Television makes them have problems with communication. Spending time indoors, maybe more cleaning chemicals. Maybe rain itself is toxic. Maybe staying inside all the time, you get vitamin D deficiency. We don't know, of course. This is coming from Cornell University, published in Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine. And the point is that epidemiology leads us, like a detective deal, leads us on in a direction. And we've known this, for instance, about multiple sclerosis has weather-related deals. Multiple sclerosis is more common in the north than in the south. And if you move to the north before you're a teenager, blah, blah, blah. So now we're thinking maybe there's a vitamin D relationship. I think that's why they raised it here with autism. I don't have any feelings one way or the other. I just think it's interesting, and we'll get to the bottom of it. I love this one. Take your 2-year-old, take him to a play grocery store, let them shop and buy play food. What do you think they're going to buy? They're going to buy what you do. What do you think? Children who stocked up on Place sweets and sugary drinks and salty snacks had parents whose typical grocery list featured such items. Children with the healthiest shopping habits followed their parents' lead as well. These are two-year-olds. Two-year-olds. Even very young kids do not indiscriminately reach for candy when given a chance. They already are forming food preferences, lasting ones, based on your shopping cart. These kids were, 2 to 6 years of age and took a turn in a Play grocery store. They told they could buy anything they wanted. They had 133 items. And did I say Play food? I didn't mean Play. They had the real food there. They could pick fruits and vegetables and whole grain cereals and bread and milk. And they could pick, you know, candy, potato chips, soda, sugary cereals, and desserts. And then parents completed questionnaires and et cetera, et cetera. We've talked about this many times before, but only in terms of the dinner table. Watching what you eat. You see parents sitting there unwrapping, you know, a Big Mac, and they want the kids to eat their broccoli. That I can take care of easily. And that's just not going to work. It's just not going to work. That's too late. So these kids are already having an impression at age two. And here is something we just talked about. We talk about this a lot in the program, and we just talked about it last week. Your addiction to lip balms. Now, there are a couple of ENT docs weighing in here. I'm not seeing the hard evidence I'd like to back it up, except for the sales figures. Oh, my gosh. And it's almost like industry knows this. You're seeing more packages with two or three or four lip balms, and there are 192 groups on Facebook dedicated to lip balm, many of them addiction-oriented. I think I might die without lip gloss. Lip Balm Appreciation Guild. I forgot my lip balm. My life is over. I think I'm addicted to lip balm. Addicted to lip balm like crack. Goes on and on and on. Well, let's talk about it. Some of the stuff coming out here is interesting to me. The raising issues I would not have thought about. Here's an associate professor of dermatology, University of Maryland. She says lip balm addiction is real, albeit a little surprising. First, to start with the basics. Wind, sun, cold, dry air wreaks havoc with your lips. Can strike at any time. We're seeing lip licking. We've talked about all this. Mouth breathing. That causes dehydration of your lips. But they say many women have chapped lips because of poor cosmetic choices. And she blames cosmetics above all else, a derm does. In lipsticks, glosses, moisturizers, even medicinal balms, there are numerous ingredients with the potential to irritate. One of the most common allergens in general, not just for the lips, are fragrances that have invaded all kinds of products, from laundry detergents that come with the aromas of everything from a spring breeze, right, to an endless list of scented soaps and lip glosses that you want to eat, infused with aromas like pumpkin cheesecake, tropical fruit, and bubblegum. All this stuff will cause eczema, dermatitis, and sensitive puppies. The recommendation here, we had a caller say this, and I guess I didn't give it the total credence because you're still kind of hooked on something. And yes, simple petroleum jelly with nothing in it is a good idea, but then you might still get hooked on that. But as a way of getting out of the cycle, try it. Or there's a product that's very common, a soothing lotion that we use in medicine, and it's available over the counter nowadays, called Aquaphor. You can try that. Here's a dermatologist has a lip balm where he puts in hydrocortisone. Now, I would let you do that if you did this with the help of your doctor. Don't go putting hydrocortisone a lot in your face, the kind you can buy over the counter, because you can get in trouble if you keep using it a lot. But you might, if you think about it, lip balm, hydrocortisone, mix them together, and that should quiet any inflammation. And he says, steer clear of any one of these products, lip balm with phenol, lanolin, paraben, anything with a fragrance or a botanical. Anything. You can be allergic to plant ingredients. Oh, it's natural. What do you mean natural? Poison sumac is natural, too. So what? And phenol may soothe you at first, but it's an irritant. All right? You try some of that. Let all of us know. Ooh, this is a bizarre one. And I don't want to use condemning terminology here. In medicine, we call it strabismus. This is if your eyes are not lined up, either cross-eyed pointing in or wall-eyed pointing out, right? Not polite terms. We call them exotropia, esotropia. But let's, to make this simple, use the common terminology. Common terminology. Kids whose eyes turn out Now, yes, it does look strange. A lot of time, the surgery we do for this is cosmetic. Because by the time we catch up with it, any eye effects in terms of the health and the visual ability of the eye is already passed. But, you know, people just get disconcerted when they see people whose eyes are not lined up. Okay? Now, kids with exotropia, that's the eyes pointing outwards, are at increased risk for developing mental illness. Children whose eyes point inwards do not. This is in pediatrics, biggest pediatrics journal. Now, the general term cross-eyed. Now, in my experience, I have seen syndromes that cause mental changes and also misalignment of the eyes. They don't mention that here. That's my own knowledge I'm bringing to bear on this because I can't understand what your eyes turn outward. That has to do with mental illness. Children with exotropia, eyes turning out, over three times more likely to get a mental illness than their peers without strabismus, up to an average age of 20.3 years, 20-year-olds. Children with his eyes turn in, no more likely than controlled. Now, if your eyes turn in, it's a little bit of an advantage there. You can look at things up close. See, everybody looks at something up close. Like as a kid, you want to make, force your eyes to do that. You take your finger, move it close to your nose. Just look at your nose. Your eyes turn inward. So maybe that doesn't look as strange as it has to do with how we react to people with this. Do we treat them differently? And that leads them to having psychological problems. So quite interesting. Heredity is more likely the basis for any association between the two, and that's all I can come up with either. Okay, this idea of watching TV, if your kids watch sexy TV, they're going to have sex more twice as likely to get pregnant in the next 3 years. A lot of people weighing in, this is also in pediatrics. Listen, you can't prove a relationship. I wish you could, because then I'd get tough on it the way you would want to. But here's the deal. The study can't answer the fact that kids who are ready for sex and are interested in sex, who are pubertal, for instance, as you know, there's a broad range. Some kids are pubertal at 13, some even younger. If they have an interest in sex, they're more likely to watch sexy programs. Until we answer that, we just can't point the finger directly at the television setting. Yet it's suspicious. I agree with you. It's suspicious, certainly. But a lot of people are saying that maybe kids who watch a lot of TV aren't out dating and socializing with friends. Anyway, it goes on and on, and I won't get into all the details of how you evaluate statistics, but it's real, real important, okay? Kids prone to risky behaviors may be more attracted to sexually explicit television. Another study like that, I need to get into a little more deeply because we're getting, people are concerned, misinterpreting. It has to do with maternal caffeine intake and the risk of fetal growth restriction. I got the whole study here. Let me just tell you a couple of things about this because it sounds like if you go near caffeine, you're just going to kill your baby. Not true at all. First of all, this is having smaller babies. That occurred in 13% of these women. The women consuming a lot of caffeine, okay, it went up to, I did the math here, I hated doing this, 15%. You follow me? 30% of babies were small to begin with. Women consuming a lot of caffeine, it went up to 15% according to the study. But the study was done, I mentioned this, but I didn't follow through with the next most logical thought. It was done in England. It's tea. Maybe there's something else in tea. They're not coffee drinkers in England. So they didn't deal with that one. The other thing is how and why and what about tea drinkers different from others. And it also found smokers, of course, double the risk of small babies. Smoking and caffeine can go together. But what about this one? Women who consume no caffeine. If you are on this earth and you consume no caffeine, then you're a health nut. That's all. You are really into health. And that health consciousness may be the reason the babies are a little bit bigger. So, and the only way you're going to answer this is take pregnant women, get them pregnant, give them caffeine, give them decaf in one group and follow them along. That's been done once in Denmark. They did a study like this, and they gave half the women decaf and half the women 3 cups of coffee a day. There was no difference in birth weight, and the criticism of that was they already were pregnant, you see. So the other guys are saying, well, maybe it's, you know, during conception. I don't see caffeine affecting conception. Although caffeine is used in sperm banks, it actually helps a little fellas wiggle a little better. Imagine that, a sperm response to caffeine. And then you have this one. A little extra weight gain in pregnancy makes a baby fat. So maybe the health nut women, you know, caffeine, for instance, women drink a lot of caffeine. Maybe they're not gaining a lot of weight. A lot of women, you know, caffeine is a component of a lot of diet pills. Anyway, this is coming up with other theories because even the researchers are not saying the caffeine definitely causes this. It's just an association. Well, here's one that's interesting. Anesthesia. Kids, a lot of you are concerned when your kid gets put under anesthesia or exposed to general anesthesia, may have an increased risk of behavior problems or developmental problems. Now, this is a small study, but something we got to get to the bottom of, because indeed, if anesthesia induces behavior problems, whew, that's a pretty heavy one. So this is a study of 5,000 kids, and I'll keep track of that one for you. Or anybody out there just has this incredible, strong desire to tear off your clothes and go running through the streets or go skinny dipping, why, if you're a female, are you less likely to get arrested and prosecuted? All right? Really fascinating interpretation of a court case here. I think you're going to laugh at. Or maybe not. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dina Dell. We're going to be right back.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, dial 1-800-377-8148. That's 1-800-377-8148. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Dial 1-800-377-8148. That's 1-800-377-8148.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free by calling 1-800-664-9409. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes, and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information. For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-664-9409. That's 1-800-664-9409. Call now, 1-800-664-9409. Ha!
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company corporation. 1-800-331-1461.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the company corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-331-1461. 1-800-331-1461. That's 1-800-331-1461.
You want to feel today? Call 800-548-8255. 800-548-TALK. And be well with Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back. Let's talk to Jerry in Mason City, Iowa. How you doing, Jerry?
Hello, doctor. I have a question for you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
This is pretty common in young women, and it's getting more common in men. They're removing their pubic hair by shaving or waxing. What's your view on that?
That's an interesting question. You know, we can talk a lot about this because there are a lot of peripheral issues. What you're saying is true, by the way. I have gynecologist friends and young people around us, and this is absolutely true. Where it started, how it started, I have no idea. I just think it's the influence of pornography. I find when I talk to people and dermatologists, I saw a piece by a dermatologist in a journal about the havoc that this can wreak. First of all, it ain't easy. Okay, you can get it waxed, but in between waxings, you know, it gets stubbly and irritating. And in a lot of ways, to a certain degree, young people aren't really sure exactly what's supposed to be going on there. The point of pubic hair, it has a lot of functions. First of all, it acts as a, would be a popular word, not a lubricant, but it prevents irritation of the skin in that part of the area where skin may bump against each other, right, and cause irritation. And if you just rub your head on top of your hand on top of your head, you can see the hair provides a slipperiness. That's one. Two, there are other natural functions that may not relate to the modern person, but the difficulty is maintaining it. And if it's women doing it, you got to wonder, well, is this just to please what they think men want? And I'll tell you, I'm coming from a different place, and I'm not here sitting trying to represent myself as aligned with the modern temper today. But I never had a problem with hair when I was a kid. Of course, you know, European movies, girls, you know, Brigitte Bardot had armpit hair. It was quite the opposite, including leg shaving. We in America took a very different direction, but it's all programmed in your brain. This is not innate. You can get used and get yourself reprogrammed to anything. Listen, the greatest sexual turn-on in the world in terms of numbers of people originally was bound feet by the Chinese. That was erotic. They bound little girls' feet to make them sexually attractive so they could get a mate. And as you know, I'm into Chinese art, and I just have read a lot of materials on this. It's fascinating. It's just fascinating that you could program the largest country on earth, the males, to admire this from an erotic perspective. So all this is programmable. And all we're doing is buying into some kind of a program. And I just think it's, and to do it with a razor, you're looking at razor bumps, you're looking at a lot of unattractive spinoffs, and I don't see it as worth it. And there are halfway things that you can do, you know, to meet the fad halfway, and you don't have to, quote, go all the way. And as you said and mentioned, there's men getting into this. And, of course, hairlessness in men was something that started a while ago, you know, in terms of chest hair and back hair. Once again, temporary trends, as far as I'm concerned. Not everybody buys into it. So I don't know what you do if you come across it and you got a kid, you know, a daughter who who wants to. I just think it's a little early in the game. I can understand it. Well, I don't know. That's beyond the scope of this program. Okay. Let's talk to Karen. Hey, Karen, how you doing, Karen? This is Dr. Udell. Welcome to the program.
Hi. My grandson's 1 year old and has dysgenesis of the corpus callosum and is wall-eyed. And I just once in a while kind of afraid to look closely at the site on dysgenesis, and it mentions behavioral problems as they get to be teenagers. And I just wondered when you were talking about the wall-eyed and the mental.
Yes, well, you know, you picked up, Corinne, very intelligently one possible explanation for some of that data. Now, the corpus callosum are the fibers that attach the right side and the left side of the brain. It's amazing how well you can do without it. As a matter of fact, there are conditions in the past, more than these days, where we would cut the corpus callosum on purpose. And these people were able to function and have some very interesting experiences where, you know, they might not know where one arm is and keep track in the way that most of us do. And behavioral problems are a possibility, but it's not automatic. Don't be afraid, because the more you learn, the more likely you are to find someone who can help the situation. And if you know these things ahead of time, then you can prepare. And there may be certain kinds of therapy that'll help. All right, we come back. We're going to talk about if you just have this incredible desire to tear your clothes off and you're going to get arrested. This court case says men are going to be in more trouble than women. I'll be right back.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. The major presidential candidates are still campaigning. Obama will wind up in Chicago, McCain in Phoenix. Our coverage begins in the 4 o'clock hour in the afternoon news. Be sure and go out and vote, and then listen to KGO. Palo Alto Police Chief Lynn Johnson offered another apology in today's city council meeting to the community for comments made last week. They were interpreted by some as directing her staff to conduct racial profiling. German authorities say as many as 20 people are dead in a bus accident near Hanover. The Dow's up 305, the S&P surged 39, the NASDAQ gained 54. Mostly sunny and cool today, says Lloyd Denzi-Young. 50s at the ocean, 60s in all other areas, clear and colder tonight. Greg Jarrett, KGO Radio News.
Homeowners, is your interest rate rising? Are you falling behind on your payments or even possibly facing default or foreclosure? Unfortunately, your mortgage broker may have put you in a bad loan, creating a very difficult position for you and your family. However, the Lucas Law Center can help. Many loans include violations of either the Truth in Lending or Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act. After an extensive yet affordable forensic loan audit, the Lucas Law Center will identify these violations and use them as leverage to build a case against your lender and save your home. Their attorney will negotiate directly with your lender to reduce your principal balance, lower your interest rate, forgive past due amounts, and get you a lower payment that you can afford. Don't trust just anyone to deal with your difficult situation. Call the experts at the Lucas Law Center now for a free confidential consultation at 800-443-8000. That's 800-443-8000. They'll negotiate a payment that you can afford. Call 800-443-8000 or visit Lucas Law Center.
Don't get eaten alive by credit card debt or collection agencies. If you have credit card debt totaling $7,500, $15,000, or even $50,000 or more, you need to stop the financial bleeding. Call the Debt Group now. The Debt Group doesn't work for the credit card companies. The Debt Group works for you by using a national network of attorneys who can negotiate your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Only an attorney can stop those harassing collection calls. Having one of the Debt Group network of attorneys in your corner can eliminate your credit card bills, medical bills, and eliminate your personal loans by customizing a program to consolidate your debts into one affordable monthly payment. Avoid bankruptcy now and call the Debt Group to see what we can do for you. On average, we can save you almost $450 per month. Now that's worth a call. Call 888-651-1824. 888-651-1824. That's 888-651-1824. Savings based on first quarter 2007 results.
Hello. Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom222.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom222.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom222.com. Freedom222.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Don't miss Ballet San Jose's fabulous production of The Toreador, November 20th through the 23rd at San Jose's Center for the Performing Arts. This romantic comedy is a fun tale of love, lust, and lechery, set in old Spain, filled with spectacular scenery, stunning costumes, over 50 dancers, and is performed to Symphony Silicon Valley playing the rarely heard Irling Bierno score. For tickets, call 408-288-2800 or visit online at balletsanjose.org.
Great things.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome back to the program. I love this story. It just tells you how preposterous our attitudes, our laws, and how we approach the really scary subject of the naked human body. So here's a lake, and they offer a free skinny dip sandwich at a restaurant. Right? And what you got to do, I guess, is run out into the lake and jump in and get your free sandwich. So here, Here are three people, two men and women in their 30s. They did it. People in a restaurant were hooting and a hollering. They had a good time. One waitress says she warned everybody, would anybody be offended? And, of course, there's somebody who had to call the police. It's always that one person trying to set the standards for the rest of us. I don't know. Some days I think we ought to just have a vote on this and get it over with. Anyway, in court. Well, let me back up. Let me tell you, the law says if you indeed expose your genitals, then you are guilty. You are guilty. There's a very detailed description here of what got exposed when one of the guys had to dry himself with a towel. And well, here you go. First of all, the men were found guilty. They couldn't nail the woman because she did not knowingly expose her genitals. Pubic hair is not genitals, evidently, if you take a strict interpretation of the law. The men, of course, it's exposed. It's exposed. So, once again, I'm going to tell you about the nonsense, these nonsensical rules and laws. All right, let's talk to Jennifer. This is Dr. Dell. Jennifer, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Dell.
Hi.
I have blood coming out of my left nipple, and I'm supposed to see a surgeon today. And I was wondering what I should be looking for to ask him about that and what I should do about that.
Yeah, how long has it been going on?
For about a week, and it kind of comes and goes. It'll stay in the inside of my bra or my night clothes, but then it goes away.
And it goes away. How old are you?
36.
Well, I got to tell you, Jennifer, it's over the years, the calls we've gotten with nipple discharge, the first question a doctor always asks is the color. And the color has meaning. You know, if it's milky, it's the most benign. If it tends to some other colors, it might imply infection or other minor physiological changes. If it's bloody, we get serious. Only because, and listen carefully, bloody discharge can mean a tumor or cancer. It can. Doesn't have to be. So I'm telling you, you're most likely to come out with a clear bill of health, especially for your age. But as you know, breast cancer can occur in young women. It's most likely will be some kind of inflammation, infection. And I can ask you questions to try to eliminate some of those things. And one would be, do you feel any kind of a lump or are you sore around that area when you touch yourself?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
And I don't feel a lump.
Right. Okay, well, either way, you're doing the right thing. You chose a surgeon. I think that's smart. The doctor's going to do a mammogram. He should do every test known to mankind, thermograms, ultrasounds, the whole deal. He should give you a really, really careful breast exam. And they can also, and you might ask the doctor, there are ways of taking some of that fluid and extracting with a little like a breast pump and looking in the lab to see if they see cells that give any clue. In other words, you want to walk away with an explanation. And I guess I'm being explicit only because there are other women out there. This is a show that reaches a lot of people. So anybody calls here with any symptom, there are other people out there with that symptom, and we've heard from them afterwards, and sometimes we save lives. So indeed, while it isn't most likely you have breast cancer, there's someone out there right now with a bloody nipple discharge who's not paying attention to it. All right? So you take care of that and let us know how it turns out. Let's see here. Is it Murray? This is Dr. Dell. You're on the air. Okay, Raya, this is Dr. Dell. You're on the air.
Yes, doctor, I'm lucky you're answering me. Thank you so much for answering me, doctor. I have a question. Today I had the shingle vaccine, and such an expensive vaccine, like $200, and I didn't know that price, and plus insurance doesn't pay that. The worst things happen after they charge me. They ask me to not touch the little baby if that baby doesn't have vaccine for chickenpox. And I have a 10-month-old granddaughter. I am so sad because her birthday is coming up. I'm not going to be part of that. And how dangerous, doctor, I am with her or any other person which they did not get this chickenpox vaccine.
Well, okay. How old did you say your grandchild was?
9 months old. And her birthday is 1 year old. Birthday is 13th of December. So the nurse told me 6 weeks you cannot touch any babies, they are not 15 months old, because that is how they get their chickenpox.
Right. Well, I'll tell you something. First of all, if you had shingles itself, that is the chickenpox vaccine. The vaccine has a virus in it. And I, you know, to be honest with you, don't know how commonly that this happens. I would not countermand the advice you got from the, you know, from the doctor. But it's a pretty unusual deal, because the virus that's used for vaccines, we purposely make the virus so the body thinks it's the real deal, when actually it's a weaker form of the virus. But there have been times when these viruses have, you know, have jumped and infected people, especially people with weaker immune systems. So we give that warning. It isn't a common or a likely thing to happen, because just imagine if it were. I mean, there's just thousands and thousands of people old enough to be grandparents out there getting these vaccines, and there's thousands and thousands of grandkids, and we just don't see it commonly. I guess I'm looking for the time factor here, and I know she gave you a time period, and I don't have enough detailed knowledge or information in front of me to say, well, after a week, it's going to be fine. What I'm trying to figure out is how you can get that information without having to spend any money. Now, you can call back to the office, and you could ask that nurse or the doctor for more exacting information, or you can go to the CDC website. I think they have it there. I think they have the very, very specific information, and either way, that's where I would go to look it up. So don't worry too much about it, but you've done the right thing. For that $200, if you experience shingles, if you're in the middle of a shingles episode and I said to you, give me $200, I'll make it go away, you'd fork over the money in 2 seconds. Because it can be miserable and painful. And, of course, it is the chickenpox virus. And you can infect other people who have not had the chickenpox vaccine, including children, including a lot of adults who didn't get the vaccine. All right, I'm Dr. Dina Dell. We're going to be right back. 1-800-548-TALK.
Don't get eaten alive by credit card debt or collection agencies. If you have credit card debt totaling $7,500, $15,000, or even $50,000 or more, you need to stop the financial bleeding. Call the Debt Group now. The Debt Group doesn't work for the credit card companies. The Debt Group works for you by using a national network of attorneys who can negotiate your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Only an attorney can stop those harassing collection calls. Having one of the Debt Group network of attorneys in your corner can eliminate your credit card bills, medical bills, and eliminate your personal loans by customizing a program to consolidate your debts into one affordable monthly payment. Avoid bankruptcy now and call the Debt Group to see what we can do for you. On average, we can save you almost $450 per month. Now that's worth a call. Call 888-651-1824. 888-651-1824. That's 888-651-1824. Savings based on first quarter 2007 results.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom222.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom222.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 222.com. Freedom222.com, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Okay, here we go. If you're listening right now, you're one lucky person, because you're going to get a free bottle of Omega Berry Fish Oil from Purity Products. Now, to find out how to claim your free bottle, give us a call right now, 1-800-514-1021. That's right, Purity Products is doing a $1 million radio giveaway of ultra-pure Omega Berry Fish Oil capsules, because they want everyone to experience the health benefits of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry Fish Oil. Now, everyone knows fish oil is important for heart health, but it also has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, joints, even focus and concentration. And with up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, well, you're gonna feel the difference. Try it before you buy it. Experience the miracle of fish oil yourself with a free bottle. Call right now, and we'll also send you a free skin rejuvenating serum for fine lines and wrinkles. For your free bottle and free serum, call now. 1-800-514-1021. 1-800-514-1021. 1-800-514-1021.
Today.
Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome back to the program. Okay, Heather, you just told me something. Why don't you tell me what you told? Tell them what you just told me, because it's important. Go ahead.
We called out for Murray a bit ago, and he wasn't there on the line. But he was telling me about an intermittent loss of vision just in the right eye. And the doctors couldn't figure it out, and it would happen, get blurry for anywhere from 15, I think he said, to say an entire minute, 15 seconds to a minute. Go away, come back. Is that something serious that we've talked about before, I thought?
Yes, your memory is excellent. No, Murray, if you're out there, either call back or see a doctor, because that can be a very, very first sign of a stroke. Little pieces of plaque can break off in the carotid artery, block the arteriole in your eye, cause a loss of vision for a little bit, and then the blood flow reestablishes itself. But one of those bigger pieces breaks off, you're in deep trouble. Or it's a, you know, kind of a migraine equivalent. There aren't many things to cause recurring loss of vision like that that goes away and then it comes back in the pattern that you're describing. So that's very, very serious. All right. So Murray, please call back. And also we had a caller say she had bleeding in a nipple and she had Paget's disease, which is breast cancer. All the doctors told her to ignore it. Can't imagine a doctor telling you to ignore without investigating, at least, you know, without investigating it. That's a sad, sad part of it. Okay, let's talk to John. This is Dr. Dell. You're on the air, John.
Hello, doctor. Good afternoon. How are you?
Fine, sir.
My question for you is staph infections. I've had, this is my 5th staph infection this year. My first one was on the side of my face back in February. And the other ones, I've had one on my toe and then a couple on my knee. And I'm just curious, how do you get a staph infection? And I was on an antibiotic, but do they stay inside you your entire life, or can you control them?
Yes, well, you ask a good question, and I'm, of course, concerned about MRSA, M-R-S-A, methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, which is out there. It's a staph infection that is resistant to common antibiotics. So the question becomes, how are you getting them? Well, the staph is on your skin. It's on a lot of us, and a lot of us carry even the nasty MRSA type. I remember when I was in medical school back in the 19th century, they tested all of us, and a lot of us were carrying resistant organisms in our noses we picked up from the hospital, and they gave us antibiotic to put in our noses to try to push it back, because if a patient gets that, it's really dangerous. So the question is, why are you getting these? Well, I'm assuming you got staph on your skin, you get a routine, simple little nick, a bruise, something you never even noticed, and that germ gets in there and takes hold. The question is, the next time it happens, I want you, to ask the doctor to culture it before they give you the antibiotics. Once they give someone antibiotics, a culture is almost useless. And here's another trick about these staph infections. And this is something, you know, during my surgery rotation in internship and residency, I learned, and I still see a lot of doctors that don't. There's a big difference between a medical infection and a surgical infection. And it's useful. This is useful information. A pneumonia is a medical infection. A surgical infection, you should forgive the expression, often implies, are you ready? Pus. It's superficial, not always, but the germ gets a toehold, and there's no oxygen, and it's warm, and it's wet, and the blood vessels can't deliver enough infection fighting other cells or even antibiotics or oxygen. And the trick is to keep it from sealing off. So with surgical infections, you soak. You get in a tub every hour if you have to, and you soak the affected part. You never allow a scab or any dryness to occur, because that seals the infection in. Okay? Now, with pneumonia, you can't do that. Kidney infection, you can't do that. Bladder infection, these are all medical infections. So I see many doctors not giving good advice in this. So when you have a surgical infection, so this is why, you know, a lot of you call up, you know, I had a big old boil and the doctor put a little drain in. That's right. They leave it in. You leave the office with a little thing hanging out the hole because they don't want it to seal up. It needs to drain. But even so, you still gotta soak it. All right. So you get yourself a culture, and some doctors will put antibiotic on your skin to try to get rid of it, but usually to some place that has it and recaptures it. They're working on recolonizing people's skin with more benign organisms, with more benign types of staphylococcus. All this is new kind of environmental research, taking the environment as a whole, learning from that, and applying it to microbiology. All right, let's talk to Omar. Omar, how are you?
Hey, Dr. Neal, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is regarding ulcerative colitis, and I believe I have it. And I'm taking medicines for it, and some of them are some steroids. I don't know the name of them because they're so complicated.
Sure.
Anyhow, what are the long-term effects of these medicines? I've been told it's not good and not supposed to take them forever, but I have such bad episodes that I do need to take them. And yeah. Then second question is what natural herbs or natural medicines can I use that you can recommend?
Yeah, I wish I could answer that latter question, and nobody would use the drugs we are using. You know, we all want that. I just would try to breathe the word natural out of our speech. As you know, rattlesnakes, cocaine, tobacco, earthquakes are all natural. Just because it's natural doesn't mean it can't harm you. And we just had a strong lesson in that with so many popular herbs out there causing harm. One of the things with ulcerative colitis, you say you do believe you have it. Sounds like there's a little doubt. You don't want doubt. I've seen people change, it sounds crazy, this is not my usual thing, but I've seen people change dietary habits and make inroads that some people may actually have allergies, may have reactions to certain foods. It's a long shot, but if you notice it, you know, becomes worse at certain times. Nevertheless, we think it's an autoimmune disease. So the drugs we give you, because your body is attacking your own colon, you know, with its antibodies, et cetera. So it's like arthritis, but of the colon. And the medications you're taking, like you mentioned, steroids, they're powerful drugs, and they can have side effects if you have to take them all the time. Usually, though, we can knock it back. And by kicking back your immune system a little, which is really the kind of approach that we take with this, we can get successful. So with steroids, you know, you can gain weight, you can get stretch marks, you can get a change in almost the shape of your face, you can develop certain kidney difficulties. There's a long list. You don't see this a lot today unless doctors are pushed to the absolute limit. Somebody with a brain cancer that's inflaming their brain, and the only thing you can do to keep them functional is to give them a lot of steroids, and then in that case, we put up with the side effects. So your doctors won't let that happen. And most likely, we'll be able to keep that thing under control. All right? Okay, I got to scoot. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. We're going to be right back, so stay tuned.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code Cisco to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, Cisco, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions.
Are you receiving monthly checks from a lawsuit you won? Are you having trouble paying your bills every month because the settlement money you're getting just isn't enough? Well, there is a way you can get the cash you need now in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-518-4945. Find out how you can turn your future structured settlement payments into the cash you need now to get free of your credit card debt, to meet your rising mortgage payments, to pay your medical bills and other expenses. If you're receiving payments from a lawsuit, call Peachtree Settlement Funding For your free information, call now 1-800-518-4945. You have bills piling up that need to be paid now, so why wait any longer? Get the future money you have coming to you now when you need it most. For your free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-518-4945. That's 1-800-518-4945. 1-800-518-4945.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-339-1419. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-339-1419. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-339-1419.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to John. How you doing, John?
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Hi. I just got a quick question, Dr. Adele. My wife, she seems to get anxiety sometimes, and when she does, she goes and she has a little Clorox bleach, and she sprays into a sponge and smells it. And I'm wondering if it can be harmful to her, even though it sort of calms her down.
So she smells, she breathes in bleach, and that calms down her anxiety. Yeah, that's not a good thing. Bleach can be extremely irritating to the respiratory tract, but I'm wondering if it isn't like the breathing in a bag thing. So I would ask her to try that, because that raises carbon dioxide levels and can actually help some people in panic reactions and acute anxieties. And more important than that, listen, John, you want to help her get some help, because nobody should walk around that anxious to do something that could be potentially harmful. And it's so curious, the things that humans will do to allay anxiety, and I can't for the life of me figure out what it is in the bleach that makes her feel calm. But, you know, our senses of smell, it's an ancient part of the brain. And some odors do make people feel calm. Not that one. I've never seen that tested. But, you know, the odors of lavender and pumpkin, you know, make people calm down. So I'd like to see her, you know, just sit down and talk to a professional who can give her some really good clues on breathing exercises and other kind of things to help her calm down. But no, on a chronic basis, bleach would be very irritating to upper respiratory tract. It might predispose her to infections, pneumonia, something like that. So I'm against it. Nevertheless, it's the first time I've heard that, so that's that doesn't happen every day in this program. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adele. That is the program. Please do join us for the next one, won't you? Till then, be well.
Is your debt getting bigger? Are you falling behind on your bills and receiving collection calls? Well, it's not your fault. Millions of Americans are buried in credit card debt because of a job loss, divorce, medical bills, or just bad luck. But now there's a way you can get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. Call Credit Guard of America today for free information, and you'll learn how you can cut your monthly payments by up to half, lower or even eliminate your interest rates, and stop the collection calls once and for all. For free information, call 1-800-710-1136.
We owed $25,000 to the credit card companies. This year, we're going to be debt-free.
Credit Guard of America won't just help you get debt-free. We'll even show you how to improve your credit status.
They helped me pay off 10 credit cards and rebuild my credit rating.
Call us today to learn how you can cut your monthly payments by up to half and get debt-free. For free information, call 1-800-710-1136. That's 1-800.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and to your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone who requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Iceland Health omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call now to request your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega 3 soft gels. 1-800-574-9485. It's our gift to you. 1-800-574-9485. 1-800-574-9485.
You know what today is? It's Laura Bush's birthday. I wonder what America's going to get her for that. Coming up on KGO.